Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
The following podcast is not real. Fantastical parallel dimensions don't exist. There are five lights. Now, enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is what's going on. I'm from Earth. I fell through a dimensional portal into the magical land of Foon. I host a podcast in this tavern with a badger and a wizard. Also, we have a lunar sword. And I'm joined, as always, by my buddy, my co-host, Chunt, the King of the Badger.
Yeah.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing okay, you know. Saying that out loud sounds really sad, King of the Badger, but
yeah,
that's
sorry.
The reality of it, no.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Do you want me just to go back to calling you a talking badger?
No, because I'm a shapeshifter. That's insensitive, but regardless, I still wear my crown, and I'm proud to be king, but yeah, I mean, ever since we got out of the dungeon, I've been seeing a lot of badgers around town.
Yeah, they're back in town.
Because they have no place to hide.
Yeah. They look kind of fucked up, too.
They're all very badly burned and pissed, and they're not really, they don't talk to me. Like, I'll say hi, and they just kind of stare ahead.
Yeah.
Or they'll give me stink eye. Like, yeah. I'll turn around and catch them giving me stink eye.
But you know what? To be fair, a lot of them are blind now. Like, a lot of them, like, have just, like, acid burns.
Oh, I was going to say, it looks like they're looking through me. That would make sense.
Yeah, a lot of them, like, cannot see.
Oh, gotcha. I guess that's better. Yeah, that's better.
Is it?
Yeah. Things aren't so bad.
No.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, I'm not sure what lies ahead, but for now, I'm King of the Badger. I may pursue other animal opportunities, but, you know, we'll go from here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I mean, congrats on the Lunar Sword.
Thank you. I mean, I know I had very little to do with it, but I'm just excited that our band of adventurers has, like, one of the most powerful swords in Foon.
Oh, yeah. And it only took us, I mean, what was it, a couple days? From when we first mentioned the Lunar Sword until when we got it.
Oh.
I feel like it was, time flies. It felt like a few days,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, not very long.
If that.
Yeah. Oh, barely any time at all.
Mm-hmm. I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, what's that?
Nothing.
Hey, careful, buddy. I got a Lunar Sword. Hey, I'm also joined by the wizard.
I am Usador, wizard of the realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyalak.
Fiangyalak.
The dwarves know me as Zonanin Hugstengis, and I am known in the northeast as Gas Morenius Mesa. Oh, and there may be other names. Names of such great portent and power that the very thought of them would make you quake in your boots. Aye, if those letters did form into a coalescence in thine mind, and did take some shape, aye, in the form of the name that I do keep hidden from thee, then surely your brain would begin to rot from the inside out.
Does that happen to you if you think your own name?
No, I'm cool.
You can think any of your names.
Speaking of, does that happen to you? I learned another one of your store secret names.
What's that?
Mr. Uagi.
What's that again?
Mr. Uagi.
Mr. Uagi?
Where are you learning these names?
Yeah. My theory continues to be, Usador, that you have so many names that really any random name that Chunt would throw out is probably true.
I mean,
it's got to be a good chance that it's true.
There's a good chance, for sure.
Like, Soda Pop and Daddy.
But shut up for a moment. I was just at the bar and I brought back these drinks because I was speaking to... there's a supplier of goods and weapons and armor here tonight.
What's that, Soda Poppin' Daddy?
I think that's not my name. There's a supplier of goods and armory and weapons here in the bar tonight, and I was just speaking to him at the bar.
Ooh. Oh, is it an armadillo?
It's not an armadillo.
Also, can we just face Arnie and say shut up for a second? Can we do that?
Yes.
Wow. Thank you for giving me permission to do that. I didn't know we could do that.
Of course. Shut up, Shunt. Now, we must invite this gentleman over here. He must help us prepare for our quest because we leave but in 3 weeks.
I know. We're gonna leave Hogsface and go off to fight the Dark Lord in 3 weeks.
So excited. We're finally going on my quest.
Yeah, we got a lunar sword, but we probably need more weapons.
I got a lunar sword.
Well, you guys got the lunar sword, but I am currently holding the lunar sword.
Because we're letting you hold the lunar sword.
Because you're letting me a couple hours every day, you let me hold the lunar sword.
And I have a battle hammer.
Well, it's true. It's amazing. It's so weird that I never noticed that before.
Yeah, I guess you just weren't looking right.
I guess so. But let's get more. Bring this dude over. We need more equipment.
Sir, please come join us all here at the table.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Whoa!
Hey.
Speak right into that thing there, as you have already started to do.
Ooh, what's this?
It's a microphone. I don't want to talk about Earth stuff. It's a magical speaking device. You should direct all of your comments during this conversation.
Ah, man, how much does this typically go for?
Oh, gosh.
Yes, how many coins does a voice catcher cost?
Oh, it depends if you want a really high quality one or just like a cheap one.
Maybe let's sell these to buy more equipment to fight the Dark Lord.
I'm buying. Nice to meet you guys.
Very nice. I'm Chunt. Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm Trash.
No, don't say that about yourself. What's your name?
No, that's the name.
Oh,
we were all in my community were granted names by the great dragon tyrant, and he gave me this name upon my birth, and I wear it with pride.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, Trash. This is Chunt and Arnold.
It's Arnie. Hey, Trash, what are you? You're like a little... You're very tiny.
I am what is known as a kobold. A very crafty race of sentient vermin.
Mm-hmm.
And we serve the great dragon tyrant in all of his devious deeds. With his dark will, we spread evil and villainy across the land.
Oh, so we got another evil guest.
You never met a kobold before?
I've never met a kobold.
I suppose they usually go to the Smoldering Widow. Seems like more their scene.
I mean, it was. It was great. We were on top of the world. We were serving the most powerful dragon in all of Foon.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, but things changed. Everything changed.
Until the Dark Lord came along.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And he killed the great dragon tyrant.
He killed the great dragon tyrant?
Felled him. Right in front of us. Oh. All the younglings were there, and they watched him bleed out. It was terrible. And now we are selling all of his stuff.
Oh. Oh, so is that how you got into the supplying?
Yes. I'm no longer Trash the Lowly. Now I am Trash the Mercantile.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, TM, I like that.
Yeah, well, I'm very sorry to hear about your dead dragon, but I'm excited to hear what you got for sale.
All right, you guys got to tell me, what are you doing? What are you planning to do? I want to make sure that I provide every one of my customers with a bespoke experience.
Come in close, Trash, and listen to me now.
Okay.
We are preparing to embark on the greatest quest of this or any other age. For we shall battle and defeat that very Dark Lord of which you spoke.
Oh, your cadence is really doing this for me.
Yes. Yes, we shall take up arms.
Uh-huh.
A strong band of men,
yeah,
women, elves,
men,
dwarves.
Strong men. Talk
children,
more about that.
Makeup, artists.
We don't have all of those things. Do we have an elf?
We have Pimbly Nimblebottom.
We have an imp. Yes.
Okay. Guys, I'm going to level with you.
Mm-hmm.
The Great Dragon Tyrant has been a hoarder for years.
Oh.
The cave is filthy.
Sad.
Filthy with magical weapons, strange artifacts. The kobold community, we've been testing them out. We've been going through them, seeing, you know, what each thing does. I only know what a certain amount of the tyrant's hoard actually did.
True.
Trash, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
You knew this dragon, this great dragon that you worship for a long time.
Yeah.
What do you think led this dragon to hoarding?
it's a slow descent, you know. He used to be the reigning terror of Foon.
Oh, sure.
Women and children would whisper his name in the darkness, fearing his mighty wrath. And he got old, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He also went through a bad divorce.
Ooh, that would do it.
Oh, yeah.
That would do it, yeah.
Yes. And you're like, I can't throw this away. This reminds me of when I was married.
Yes. A lot of.
How is my dragon impression, by the way?
Excellent. Pretty good. I mean, from the dragons I've met, pretty good.
Oh, really? Oh, great.
Not bad. Yes, the kobolds, they tend to forget this because they're so busy worshipping the dragon. But the dragon, he was just in a bad relationship. It was just going nowhere. They didn't have anything in common anymore.
Well, that's not exactly true. He used to go on and on about how she was the one that got away.
Well, yes, I suppose she was. But she decided to leave. They were just sitting there staring at their gold all evening in their comfortable chairs. And, you know, there was no spark there anymore.
Sure.
I gotta pin it on the comfortable chairs, personally. If they hadn't got such comfortable chairs, he wouldn't have settled in, and he would have still been a contender, you know?
Those were amazing, huge chairs!
Trish, when I'm going into battle, which is soon, I'm looking to do three things, all right? And this might help you with the inventory.
Yeah.
I'm looking to outrun.
One.
I'm looking to outlast.
Two.
I'm looking to hit him quick, get out fast, chicka-blah.
Three.
Okay. Guys, I think I got something for you. For any quest, any fellowship, any army that you're raising, what's more important than anything, and I know this for decades.
Latrines.
Serving. Well, yes, latrines. Latrines foremost, so you can write that at the top of your list.
Sure. Wait, let me write that down. Although, you know, all my post-it... I found one of my post-it notes. You know, my post-it notes went missing.
It was a huge story. It was a huge development in our lives.
Well, a fan sent me some post-it notes that I could write things down on. And
I wake up every morning going, where did those post-it notes go? I mean, with everything going on, that's been like the biggest, you know, burden on my shoulders. It's been weighing me down. Where are these post-it notes?
Now, Chunt, let him speak. I want a chance to
shut up for a second.
Have you checked your basement? Usually that's where stuff ends up, you know, in the cave.
No, I've never been in our basement. I've never been in the tavern's basement. We should go down there.
Oh, I don't think that's the best idea. That's where the boy spends all his time.
Meads for everyone.
Blemish.
Meads for everyone.
Sure.
Yes,
there was
please.
Much whispering about this table, so I thought I would deliver these meads myself.
We were planning a surprise birthday party.
For me?
Yes.
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
Next week.
What?
Perfect.
Really? Next week.
Oh, yeah. Blemish.
Oh. Here, let me... I'm just going to dangle this string in front of his mouth.
He's just licking a string.
Oh, I thought I was going to coax really a cat out, but he's just licking it.
Oh, nope, there's one now. There's a cat. Oh, yes.
Blemish, look, I'm excited about your birthday next week, but I've got to say, I've told you, when we're recording the podcast, please don't come over to the table. That's why, despite the fact you've been in the tavern every week for the last 2 years, you haven't been on the podcast in a long time.
I tried to stay away, but I thought perhaps my birthday was creating such whispers.
Oh, yes, you're exactly right. We're all whispering about your birthday. We're so excited to celebrate.
We're whispering about your birthday right now, so you'll spoil the surprise.
Meads for all, scuttle and the meads shall flow. Yes. They shall flow.
Scuttle off.
Now that's a nice guy. That's what a great guy.
He's all right.
I don't know. He just put me at ease.
Really?
So, I'm sorry, Trash, you got interrupted. So, the main thing
that an army needs is a sense of style, ooh, right?
Well, first is latrines,
and then a sense of style, and this magical item is going to tie right into that, because I've got for you a bone seed.
A bone seed?
Yes, it appears to be just a normal fragment of bone, but when planted in the ground, it will grow a tree made of bones.
Oh, wonderful, yes.
What would that do for us?
Aha, good question. What it would do, if you planted in a graveyard, there's a 1
seems
in
like
10
really,
chance.
It seems like he's really vamping for time.
There's a 1 in 10 chance it will grow a monkey skull.
And then with the monkey skull, we...
If we plant the monkey skull, would we get a monkey tree?
I can tell your mind is already alight with options.
So you plant the bone seed to get a bone tree to hopefully get a chance at a monkey skull, which you would bury in chance that you might raise a monkey army?
No.
Who swallows a fly?
You raise a bush.
Guys. You're going too abstract with this. It's about style.
Oh.
You use the bones to decorate your armor.
Yes.
It's a great way to do it. I mean, unless you guys wanted to just kill a bunch of people and kids and whatnot. And
but then you have to skin the people and then dry the bones. So a bone tree would be useful.
This is so much faster.
Couldn't we just buy some bone armor? I mean, do we have the time? To grow our own.
All right, Mr. Practical over here. That's all right, because I've got another great item for you. This one, we tested this one for months before we figured out what it does. This is a healing rock.
Uh-oh.
I love rocks.
Now this works like most... Here, you want to hold it, Usador?
Yes, thank you.
You could be the first person to use this.
Oh, I can feel the magic aroma on it right now.
Yes, you can feel the healing magic. In order to activate the healing properties of this rock, all you have to do is bash it very hard against the face of whomever is injured.
Oh.
And it will hurt them like a normal rock,
sure. But
also heal them at the same time.
Oh.
That seems counterproductive.
How do you feel today, Arnold?
I feel...
He seems unsure. Help him!
No. I need no help. I'm fine. I'm feeling healthy as I ever have.
Well, if I have to be honest, I'm feeling a bit of the rheumatism myself.
And see, look, the wound is closing up.
Oh, he's hanging brain. He's hanging brain.
Rock.
Literally.
So does it heal any more than it hurts?
Yes, slightly more.
I don't think it quite took here.
Wonderful.
Oh, that was gross.
Yes, but well worth it. Now, Trash, I have a question for you.
Of course! You guys are really inquisitive.
You mentioned that there are many things in the hoarding pile that you have yet not identified. Can we get, like a real sweet deal on some of that stuff you haven't identified yet?
Oh, so you want a sort of a mystery grab.
Yes, a grab bag.
Oh, wow. Did you, put a bunch of mystery stuff in a crate and then just, send once a month, just send us a crate of stuff. And we don't know what we're going to get when we open it.
Start a subscription service.
Great opportunity because it combines my love of random things with the excitement of getting something new every month.
Yeah.
I've seen the pile that we have. There are so many recognizable Foonish brands.
Oh, yes.
That have put their stuff in that pile.
Do it by theme.
Sure.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool. Or you could do, I don't know if this is something you've thought about, but I just... was struck with inspiration. Maybe you go on the road, you have this like a horde road show, and people bring you their treasure, and they're like, what is, I found this in my grandpa's attic, and you're just like, this is a gem worth, thousands, or sometimes it's like, this is just a flask.
Oh, that's the desiccated corpse of your grandfather, that's why it was in his attic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea. We've gotten really good at assessing things. Maybe that's the direction my people need to take now that our god is dead.
Trash. The mercantile becomes... Trash, the assessor.
Trash is hot garbage.
Ooh, I like that.
Excellent.
I like that a lot.
Well done.
What about in the terms of weapons? Because Arnie has the lunar sword, but, depending on if it's waxing or waning, we'll make sure that we have some backup.
Oh, wow, wait a minute.
This sword has been getting smaller.
You wield the lunar sword?
I do.
Okay, guys, I
watch this.
Whoa. Do you have a Helios sword by any chance? I'm looking to make a set.
Okay, I don't have anything like that, but I have been sort of pitching you guys lowball stuff because, I don't know you. I don't know who you are. But now that I know you got
you
the lunar
don't
sword.
You know who we are. I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fjangjalk. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hoogstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmwanius Maystar. And don't bother coming over here, we're just talking about your birthday again.
Wait a minute. Do you go by the name Mr. Uagi?
Yes, I go by
Mithril. That's what I know you. That's where I know you from.
Yes, the kobolds know Mithril Yuragi.
Yeah, that's where I know you from.
Yes, of course.
Okay. All right. I got a good one for you guys. You guys are going to like this.
Okay.
This is the bowl of watery death.
Ooh.
Yeah, see, this is a sort more of a subtle weapon. I look at a person like you, and you struck me as an FDR type.
Sure.
Fucking done running. It's a really common phrase.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
It's a really common phrase here in
Boone. That's fair.
This is something that you use if you're a craftier sort. This bowl operates as a normal bowl. It's very attractive and decorative.
Okay.
But when filled with water, it will instantly shrink down the person who put water in it to a diminutive size, and they will fall into the bowl and drown.
Damn.
Wow.
You know, yeah. I wouldn't mind, you know, having a quick bowl before we go into battle. It might make me giggle or, you know, be a little, you know, off my game, but nothing wrong with it.
Sure.
Okay, guys, what can I say to get you into this bowl today?
Now, I have a question.
Wait, wouldn't we die in this bowl?
I mean, only if you filled it with water.
It's more of a trap than a weapon.
Egg yolks or flour or anything like that, it'll be fine. But if any water gets in there, you're going in the bowl.
Can you give me an example of us, like, walk me through a scenario of someone killing someone with this bowl? I don't really see it.
Here, I'll grab it. Let's bowl play.
Okay.
Do-do-do-do, I got a bowl.
So I am a bunch of bandits, and I have ambushed you. Get on the ground and give us your possessions.
Here you go. Oh, this bowl is so dirty, why don't you wash it?
Oh, he's right. I don't want a filthy bowl. I'll just fill it with water here. Oh no, I'm drowning dead.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, also, I don't know if we told you, Arnie, when you're in battle with someone, it's customary to talk in very stilted voices.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like this. You talk like this.
Wait a second. I want to know more about the Wet Bandits.
Okay, well, I did work out a short backstory for the Wet Bandits while we were bowl playing there. The Wet Bandits left home originally to become a troupe of actors, but in order to afford stage materials, they had to start stealing.
Sure. When they left home, did they accidentally, unintentionally leave, like, their child home alone?
Oh my god, Arnold, get out of my head.
It's Arnie, but yeah.
They did leave their child home alone and their wives as well. They were insistent on this dream. Somehow alone. I mean, they're alone together. But really.
Motherfuck! Blemish just threw a paint can at my head.
Blemish!
I want this tavern painted black for my birthday party.
That's what he's been saying for days. He keeps saying paint it black. And he obviously magicked the door somehow to where the handle is red hot. So be careful on your way out, everyone.
You really turned this tavern to shit a little bit, Blemish.
I feel great here. I don't know.
I've received absolutely no comment cards or negative ratings posted to any trees in McShingleshane's forest.
Really? Because I feel like there's not really a buzz about this place.
Yeah. I feel like we keep losing customers to the Smoldering Widow.
The Vermilion Minotaur is the hub of more than you can imagine. Great people come through the doors of the Vermilion Minotaur.
Name five.
Tony.
One.
Oh, Tony?
Tony's been here a number of times.
But that's per use, you know? Tony. Every time he comes through the door, I feel like we make a big deal. He's nobody. Who else?
Also Tony and Tony.
Two, three.
So all
Tony
three of them.
Tony with an Y, Tony with an I.
Yes, they've
Tony
all been
Tony with two
here.
E's.
But to be fair, one of those Tonys doesn't count because it's just a goblin that Usador roleplayed as.
That's right.
I count it. Did you have a good time zoning in character as Tony?
Yay, I had the grandest of times. Oh, now I understand the goblin life a little bit better. For I did spend but a day walking in their shoes. But back to your list.
But wait a second. I'm sorry. I know we keep
jumping around a lot here.
You guys are really frenetic.
Well, let's take a quick break. We're going to try and run Blemish off, and we'll be right back.
All right, I'm excited. I'm so excited to learn more about what other items you've gotten that you're just like your fire sale from your dead dragon god.
I mean, don't bring it up.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's okay when we
is it. What is it like to have your god die, like definitively?
A little bit liberating, because he would visit misery upon my people just by like, the flick of his tail. I mean, common greetings are, may the great dragon tyrant crush your bones, may the great dragon tyrant shower you with suffering, may the great dragon tyrant eat you from the legs up.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you know, it's sad.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
It's really sad.
Well, now, when you realize your dragon god is just like one of us, you know, just a slob like one of us, just a stranger, you know, on a cart trying to make his way.
That's really profound.
Home. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Now, so what sorts of greetings do you have now then? Or are they just part of the vernacular? You use the same ones even though they have no meaning anymore?
I mean, sure, it doesn't really mean anything. But
right.
Like, I can't imagine starting the day without telling my coworker, may the great dragon tyrant spit upon your grave and burn the memories of your ancestors. I mean, who wants to live in a world where no one says something like
it's
that?
It's just a habit now.
It's like you stub your toe and you just say it even if you don't believe it anymore.
Right. And you know, he could come back.
What's that?
He could come back.
Oh, do dragons come back alive?
I mean, we live in a magical, crazy world. I have no idea what the Horde does, but he could come back.
Excuse me, crazy? We live in a magical world.
Hey, Usidor.
That makes perfect sense to me.
Usidor, his god died, so he sees it as a magical, crazy world. It's out of control.
I suppose that would be upsetting. How upset would you be if I died?
He's kind of a parent, you know?
I was a little. I was medium upset when
Oh, yeah, remember when Usidor died?
Usidor died.
Yes.
I always forget about that.
I mean, Usidor, you're a wizard. How would you feel if a conspiracy of birds and wind and air died? You know?
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
That can't happen.
I mean,
impossible.
You think that now.
Nay.
You think that now.
Speak not such a thing. The birds are eternal. The air cannot be defeated. The wind and the fire and the water and the elements that did conspire to bring me together shall always work together in tandem. I, and even if Usidor doth fall in his quest, I, some other being of great power, shall rise in my place and take on the quest in my place.
Mermaids.
Man, what a great guy!
Maybe like a chocolate cake.
Yay, chocolate cake for all. Slices of chocolate cake.
Yes, a dark chocolate cake. That seems like the thing you would like.
Though Otak Burleyfoot was not my god, but my master, when he died, I did sing a lark and dance about the midnight moon nude in McShingleshane Forest.
Ew. Were you here listening? Were you listening just now?
What? No. Why?
Because you seem to respond to the thing we had said prior to your arrival.
I return to the bakery.
And we don't know that Otak is dead. I mean...
Oh, we should look into that. Maybe we should do that along the way during our quest.
Along
side quest.
The way. Side quest. Figure out what's going on with Otak.
I'll make a note of it.
You guys going on a quest, you probably need cell swords, right? People to fight at your side.
Yes, desperately.
Yeah,
okay, this is good. This is going to make you guys really, really happy.
Okay.
I recently encountered a group of warriors who have lost their king. Huh?
Uh-huh.
He was apparently greedy and foolish,
yeah.
and he led the kingdom to ruin, but they need someone else to lead them.
Wonderful.
And these guys are good. They're tough. I met them. They're covered in burns. They had clearly been battle damaged. It looked like they had been dungeon diving for weeks.
They better be tough, because I know in the past I've been sold some soft cell swords, and they just fold. I mean, at the first, you know, sight of a battle, they fold.
No. You don't mess with these guys. These guys are the toughest of guys. And you're going to love this, especially you. They're badgers. Just a whole army of badgers.
Motherfuck.
Well, is there a way to mend this bridge here, Chunt?
I don't want to talk to him.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, we're going to have to pass on the badgers.
Okay. Never get frustrated. That's what they train us. Never get frustrated.
Tell me more about your training.
Yeah.
Most of the mercantile kobolds go out on the street, and we just ask people if they have a minute for magical artifacts.
Oh, yes.
So we'll be standing on a street corner, and somebody will be coming down. We'll go, hey, do you have a minute for magical artifacts? Just a minute.
I always say yes. I love it when people want to talk to me. Well, we can't buy those cell swords. We have a bit of a history.
Okay.
This is troubling because I believe that there is a need for an army, and I fear the badgers may fill that hole.
No, but I mean, guys, I want to come, and if they go on the quest, then I can't go on the quest.
No.
I have friends. I don't know if I've ever told you about my friend. I have a friend. His name is Fire Propelled Explosive Raccoon. He can help out. I can give, you know, I can write him a letter. I have so many friends who can help out.
You misunderstand me, Chant. It is not for my quest that I fear that badgers may pick up the sword, but for that quest of the goblins that has gone so awry as of late.
Yeah,
you know what? What's going on with the goblins?
I haven't seen it.
Like, wasn't there, that one goblin was going to try to kill me?
Right.
I've been scared for a while, and I haven't.
Oh,
she never
that,
came back.
You sir, would you put that on the list? Save Arnie from death by goblins.
Save.
Yeah,
but I haven't seen any goblins in a while.
I haven't seen any goblins. Usually, they come in once a week when they're allowed in the tavern. I haven't seen any goblins.
I might know something about them.
Well, what's up, Usidor?
Usidor usually will like is very giving with any information he has. Like, you can't stop.
Well, do you remember when I cast a dangerous spell that brought you back to Foon and sent your wife hurtling back to Earth?
What's this now?
Presumably to find a better mate.
I feel like I'd remember that.
Arnie, shut up for a minute.
Yeah. Shut up for a minute, Arnie. I had to cast some spell that caused the gossamer veil between the worlds to be momentarily broke open and pull you back in place of Sarah and create a direct link between me and her so that I can appear to her as a spectral form. And now I fear that in that moment it's possible that most of the goblin army ended up in Chicago.
Sorry.
Does this have something to do with my post-it notes?
I don't think so. I suspect that Blemish just took those and is doing something nefarious with them.
Yeah, he's always down in the basement. What's on? What's going on with that guy?
We gotta go.
Flower this fluffy cake.
This guy!
Dense, moistless what chocolate cake for all.
I still don't see him. Oh, there he is.
Thank you for the cake, Blemish, but it's...
It'll suck the moisture straight out of your body.
That doesn't seem pleasant at all.
But it's been quadruple baked.
Well, all right, I'll give it a try.
Blemish, will you go in the back and wash this bowl?
What a delightful bowl.
Oh.
Really attractive bowl. I can find many a use for it.
I just took it.
I have a feeling he's not going to put water in there.
You have to pay for that.
Yeah, we got.
You know you
have
to
buy that now.
Yes, we'll pay for it.
Blemish, will you bring me a fornication on the shore?
Oh, with my utmost pleasure.
No, he's going to come in that drink.
Well, Trash, I guess we bought a bowl from you. Is there... I don't know if we were really into any of the other items.
Actually, I'll take that. The bone seed? I'll take that, because if there's a chance, if there's like a 1 in 10 chance of getting like a monkey bone, like, who doesn't want a monkey bone?
A lot of people do not like monkey bone.
Disagree.
Yeah,
most people consider monkey bones a cult classic item.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How much for the bone seed?
Okay. Keep calm. Keep calm. 2 gold.
1 gold.
Deal.
Here you go.
Oh, boy. God. I feel like he got ripped off. I mean, he's chewing on that really hard. I feel like if you...
I am very impressed by your business prowess. Here are 10,000 gold pieces for 1,000 of your mystery grab bags.
No, Usidor, that's all of our supply money.
Yes, when we need supplies.
But you're not going to regret this. You're not going to regret this at all.
Oh, God.
You could have gotten half off if you had a secret code.
Oh, great. Well, I just hope that each of those crates at least has one t-shirt in them. Sean, have you got any emails this week or packages?
Actually, I did find a package here. This is a pretty hefty package. It says this is from Jared K. Anderson. Says, Dear Hello from the Magic Tavern team, congratulations! Hello from the Magic Tavern has been selected as the 2016 winner for Best Transdimensional Tavern-Based Podcast in the categories of nonfiction and butthole-themed programming. Holy crap, and there's a giant, very nice glass award that says, present Hello from the Magic Tavern, nonfiction, butthole-themed categories. In appreciation for your outstanding work, you are aggressively listenable.
Oh, wow!
How many transdimensional tavern-based podcasts are there on Earth?
I don't know.
Well, we're the best.
I guess so. That's amazing. That is very convincing looking. That's very official looking.
This looks like it costs way too much.
Yeah. Chen, you're gonna have to put that on your Instagram.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Chunt Baby.
Yeah.
And you can follow me on Twitter, located in the village of Twattertown, at Usador the Blue. Or you can sing to a bird. Tell it your sweetest and finest secrets. Tell it all your heart's desires. Then kiss a rock ever so gently upon its lips. I look hard and long to find that rock's lips. Then throw the rock out of a window. Make sure the bird follows the rock directly into a well, and they shall find me to give me your message.
I know you. The podcasts are not a visual medium, but if you're wondering, yes, Usador had a huge boner during that whole explanation.
Oh, that means all the blood rushed out of his head. Let me grab this rock and heal him.
Better.
There you go.
I had a boner through most of the episode, though.
While we're saying things that people should do online, you should definitely go to howl.fm/magic, sign up for Howl, and get Offices and Bosses, our spinoff podcast where we played the role-playing game Offices and Bosses.
You guys play O&B?
Oh, we love O&B, yes.
Guys, this has been a really transformative experience for me. I want you to know that.
Oh, that's amazing.
Glad to hear it.
Trash, you're not so bad.
You're not so bad. I don't know if I got your name.
Well, that's okay. You're just introduced two times to me. My name is Chunt.
Oh, Chunt! Man, it's so much easier to remember his name.
Usador's?
Yeah. And his name?
Arnie.
I got it! I got them all!
Wait, you just pointed!
Blemish. You. Your fornication on the beach, Chunt. In this commemorative bowl.
Oh, two cats at once. Oh, terrible.
Wait, how's he still alive? Does it have to be water?
It's water. It's gotta be water. It's gotta be water.
This fucking bowl.
I feel like it might come in handy.
But everything's got water in it. Like, what? I could just dump a bunch of, like, raisins in there. There's still a lot of water.
Look at Mr. Science over here.
There's no water in raisins. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's called grapes, dude.
The fornication on the beach has no water whatsoever.
Oh, that's fucking dry fornication. That's the worst.
Trash. What
bone dry.
What if I spit into the bowl? Is that considered activation?
Expectorate is not water.
Well, at the very least, you're getting things started.
Do we have another email to read?
Yeah. Oh, hey, yeah. Here's one. I'm now on episode 10, but I'm not sure how far I'm going to listen. So riddle me this.
Riddle me this?
How much sex talk is there in episodes 11 through 92? Does it lighten up at all?
No.
Or do we just delve more and more deeply into whatever odd sexual behaviors the inhabitants of Foon engage in? Thanks, Bill Clotier.
Do you guys get many of these email missives?
We do. We get a lot.
And that's the one that you decided to read?
That's the one I decided to read.
Okay.
Because I'm just hoping this person stuck it out.
And he said his name was Bill Clotier?
I mean, that's the best I could guess.
I wonder if I should put soup in my butt.
That reminds me, Trash, how do you do it?
Oh, we've got cloacas.
What's that now?
It's one hole for everything.
Oh, like a chicken.
Yeah, sorta.
I'd love more detail.
Oh, I can give you more detail.
I always thought it was pronounced cloaca.
No, cloaca is for chickens. Cloaca is for kobolds.
Oh, I love that old nursery rhyme. Cloacas are for chickens, cloacas are for kobolds. If you like this story, then you are kind of ribald. That's it.
All right, we got one more email. Hi, Arnie. I just caught up with a podcast. It's pretty great. Have you checked on your car lately? A while ago, in one of the No Arnie episodes, I forget which, it is mentioned that the Dark Lord may have found and stolen your car, and is now using it to traverse Foon. I just wasn't sure if Chunt or Usador had mentioned it to you. Thanks a lot. Patrick Bradshaw. Yeah, I don't know. Someone has mentioned that the Dark Lord got a car from a Shingleshane Forest, where my car is, but my car's still there. So I don't know what that's about.
Is anyone listening to the current episodes?
I don't think so.
Or do people give up at a certain point?
I feel like somebody's playing a prank on you, because they said, have you checked on the car lately? And I know a few months ago, I got a letter, and it said, have you checked on the children? And I just kept getting more and more letters that said, have you checked on the children? Oh, and I looked at the envelope, and it was addressed from the tavern.
Oh, really?
The letters were coming from inside the tavern? Yeah. And so
Blemish.
I feel like it's just someone pulled... Blemish?
The letters are coming from inside the tavern.
What do you mean, have I checked on the children? What are you doing in the basement?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not doing anything in the basement.
What if I go down there and pull up the floorboards? What am I going to see?
Don't go near the basement.
What I like about this guy is he's direct. He tells you what's on his
mind. All right, Arnie, I have three or four of your stupid post-it notes left. Take them, take them.
Oh, thank you.
There they are.
All right.
You've got the rest of them now.
Kaluika's are for chickens, Kalaka's are for kobolds. If you like the story, then you're sort of ribald. I like that, too.
It feels like there's more to it.
Does it?
Isn't it fun listening, knowing now that Arnie could be sent home at almost any time? It's like when J.K. Rowling introduced time travel into a world hinging on one preventable incident. Usador the Lighter Blue was played by Matt Young. The Chris Cooper of podcasts. Supportive, probably not taking home the gold. Chunt the King of the Badger was played by Adil Rafai. The Ed Norton of podcasts. No amount of diminishing return talent is worth this many arguments. Blemish was played by Martin Wilson, who performs with the Improvised Shakespeare Company. But get this, he only performs like once a month because he has 11 daughters, I think. And he only plays the 8 o'clock show because apparently having all the testosterone in your body slowly morph into rose petals is exhausting. Trash the Kobold was played by special guest James D'Amato. James is the co-creator and host of the One Shot podcast, where improvisers play different role-playing games each month. He also stars on the Campaign podcast, all of which can be found at oneshotpodcast.com. Ah, the dimensional displacement scan is complete. Reading, reading. Oh, great sweaty black holes.
Oh, what now?
It's worse than I thought. When Usador's spell swapped Arnie and Sarah between dimensions, he sent every goblin in Foon to Earth.
Yeah, Usador just said
Yes, I know Usador just said that in the episode. But now we have science to back it up, and what we're learning is that science matters. What I still don't know is what those goblins displaced. What from Earth is now in Foon? There are a lot of them, whatever they are. Craig, I'm going to narrow the classification prism. Take the wheel.
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Chikover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Ryan DiGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op and Earwolf. And while he's distracted, I think this is the perfect time for another episode of CraigCast. This is Craig Cass. Welcome back to the program, Robot Arnie.
Thanks, Craig. Yeah, I'm Arnie, a real human, and in no way a robot decoy meant to make you think the show isn't real.
Great, great. What's that like?
I eat and talk and power down at night, just like you.
Super. Now, you wanted to talk about offices and bosses, is that right?
Yeah, we are really excited about Offices and Bosses, our Magic Tavern spinoff series on Howl. It's got a lot of people's favorite characters, Flower, Crom the Fingarian, the Singing Sword. It's really just more of the Magic Tavern you already know and love.
And you brought a clip?
Here's a clip from episode 3 with the Singing Sword. Oh, I'm going to roll for slowly back away so that they're alone. Mm-hmm. 7?
Okay, you kick your chair over. Horrible right. Clanking noise.
Classic Orlando.
Sorry about right. them. Yeah, he's awkward.
I'm going to say I have to go to the bathroom. Okay. Do I have to roll for that, or?
Actually, go ahead and roll. Let's see how convincingly you have to go to the bathroom. Is she?
16.
She believes you. She yeah. thinks you really have okay. to go. She doesn't. Oh, yeah. She doesn't think it's like a thing.
Nice. Ooh, okay,
like,
thank
like
you.
After the bathroom,
singing sword. Have you ever? Do swords go to the bathroom?
No, but I've seen Jack do it.
Oh wow! You seem so excited.
I hang right by where he's from.
Oh sure, yeah, yeah. You've got a real close up view of that
Ooh, yes.
happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it exciting for you to be in a world where you yourself can go to the bathroom?
It is. I'm enjoying myself immensely.
Oh, great. Although I don't know if that was just a story that Gail was telling. I don't know if Gail really had to go to the bathroom or not.
I think Gail, I feel like I can really get in character, and she a little bit had to go to the bathroom, mm-hmm. for real, but
yeah.
but maybe was just trying to support her friend, John Sebastian.
Great stuff. How do I, a simple Craig, hear more?
It's very, very simple. You go to howl.fm/magic. And check out some of the other shows. There's a wide variety of really funny stuff and also just really interesting exclusive content. I know I'm a big fan of Comedy Bang Bang. Their entire recent expansive live tour is exclusively on Howl. You can listen to Paul F. Tompkins, Scott Aukerman, and Lauren Lapkus descend into insanity as they have way too many shows in too short a period of time. It's still very funny, but you can also like just listen to them go crazy. Also, if you love Game of Thrones, you have to listen to hardcore Game of Thrones. Like, I was on a long drive, and I listened to hours of it. And I actually finally kind of understand, like, who are the Andals and who are the First Men and who, like, the waves coming over from Essos to Westeros. And there's a bunch of other stuff. It's just, like, try it out.
Thanks, Robot Arnie. You're a peach.
Thanks, Craig. I'm gonna go eat some real food with my human mouth. Bye!
That's all the time we have for this week's Craigcast, but look for Craigcast Premium coming soon to Howl. Maybe. They haven't returned my calls, but, I mean, who would turn this down? Right? So it's probably gonna happen. You should email them. Email them if you want more Craig. Anyone? All right, I'll see you next week.